you would go out and meet somebody. And the funny thing was, is at that time, when you went to meet somebody, they would expect you, you're coming from the council, what are you going to do for me? So you had to kind of get the measure of someone to kind of find out whether what was important to them. And you normally quite early on could see that their independence was very important to them, and they wanted to do things their way, and they just happened to be reliant on somebody else to do it. So once you got the gist of that, you would then say to them, well, have you ever thought about, you know, would you be interested in being able to set this up yourself? And, you know, if you've got a good interest, then it was easy. And what you would do is you would discuss with them what their needs were, you know, when do you get up, what do you need, about bathing, things like that. And you would then, and then what time they went to bed. Because what was happening before, when you had the council carers that were coming in, or agencies as now, they get told when to go to bed and when. Whereas if in those, well, you know, in an ideal world, if you can employ somebody to come in, you can choose your bedtime or when you get up, whether you have a lay-in on a Sunday, whether you have a bath in the evening or the morning. I mean, these are all pretty things we take for granted. But to somebody else, if they have a bath at night, that could relax them. That means they get a good night's sleep, gives them the capability of coping with the next day. Or it could be for pain relief or anything. So you got to know what their needs were, and then you would go back to the office and you would put together an assessment which explained that, what their medical needs, whether they had the mental health issues, the physical, did they need to have equipment, did they need a referral to OT. Then you would fill in the form and send it to CASIL, who would then check that you've put all the information right, and then they would organise. There was, if somebody didn't have a bank, you would have to set up a bank account, which we used to do then, help them go to the, I think the Lloyd's Bank at Tolworth must have thought I went out kidnapping people just to open a bank, because I was often there with somebody opening a bank account. So they would have that, and then the money would be paid in quarterly, and they would be expected to manage their budget on a quarterly basis when they were paying their staff. There were headaches at first, as there is with everything. I always used to say the first 6 weeks are the worst. Once you get your staff in place and the bank starts rolling and everything else, after that it's a lot easier. It wasn't always like that, but most of the time it was.